Hello, everybody. This is Crystal B from crystalbastrology.com, and I want to welcome you to the month of October. October has a lot of ins and outs and, dare I say, extremes that will definitely be keeping us on our toes in the month ahead. There are a lot of good things in October, despite it kicking off in a Mercury retrograde. We're all going to be feeling the pains and tribulations and annoyances of the planet of communications moving backwards through his last retrograde of 2021. And we're all going to be feeling that really strong right as the month kicks off. But alongside of the retrograde, we're going to see the three power planets. It's going to begin with Pluto, then it's going to go into Saturn, and then finally Jupiter. The three power planets, I'm skipping on my words, some Mercury retro kind of thing. The three power planets will all move direct. And so even though we're going to be dealing with Mercury retrograde through the 18th, of the month, we're going to see a lot of momentum and a lot of things starting to budge out and not be so stuck anymore as the big three gain their forward direction. We're also going to have a really powerful, the moon is very powerful in October. There's going to be a really strong, very Mars-infueled Libra new moon, and that's going to be on October 6th. And Pluto, the planet of power and powerlessness, is actually going to be stationing direct right at the peak of that new moon. So there's a really interesting story brewing there. And even though Libra really loves relationships, with the strong Mars influence in that new moon, there's going to be a real assertiveness to make sure that your needs are met at that stage as you set your intentions. Another thing to mention is that we're going to see an Aries full moon, and that's going to be on October 20th. And that's really going to fuel us into the next, because by the time that full moon comes, the big three will be direct. And actually, it's four because Mercury will have gone direct on October 18th. I am excited about Saturn's move forward. That's on the 10th of October. And there's a really cool weekend that's in play around Saturn's direct motion. Lots of get up and go. I wonder how many of you are taking trips out there, because Mercury is really, on the go and he's active. Maybe you're going back to some old places. Maybe you are reconnecting with some old friends of the past, but there's definitely some good momentum. Another thing is that I think I mentioned Jupiter going direct. Jupiter, the lucky planet, he's on October 17th. That's going to be right alongside Mercury going direct on the 18th. And, you know, there are a lot of extremes here. I can't deny it. But I must tell you, even though when it comes to planet stationing, it really kind of releases things for good and for not so good. So you may see, you know, things that have been, you know, you've been waiting for good, it starts to get better. Or if you've been waiting for the ball to drop, you know, planet stationing can do that as well. So there's definitely going to be a lot of release, you know, for better or for worse. And the last thing I want to mention is that I do want to give a little bit of a shout out to Venus and to Mars. Venus will start off, she's starting the month off in the sign of Capricorn. She's not going to go into Capricorn for a while. That's later in the year. She's actually going to, on October 7th, she's going to start her travels through fiery Sagittarius. And that's really going to help the fire and air signs and just all of us kind of feel a little bit more, social, because Venus and Sag loves to seek out an adventure. So, you know, you might be feeling that, sensing that. And then Mars, for the most part, he's going to be operating in Libra, which is going to kind of aggravate some of us because Mars doesn't really operate that great in Libra. Libra is very peaceful. And, you know, Mars wants action. He wants to put up his dukes. And he doesn't really feel all that great in his Libra clothes. So that's going to create some tensions. And I did outline all of that in my member horoscopes for all of you. And you can get some sneak peeks if you go onto my site, which is new and improved, by the way. So check it out. You can get some sneak peeks in your free horoscope. But at the end of the month, right before Halloween, which I'm actually pretty excited about this year, Mars will enter Scorpio, a place that he operates really strong in. So you want to check out how that's influencing you. And then finally, on October 31st, it's going to be a trick-or-treat day. Mercury is going to finally be behaving, and he's going to kind of leave a treat as he moves into a really nice combination with Jupiter. So I think that there's going to be something advantageous as we close out the month. Everybody, good luck with where October takes you. I know there's a lot going on. I want you to embrace it. I want you to feel all the momentum you can. Things are happening, even though it doesn't feel like it right now, but things are slowly beginning to come into place. All right. Good luck with where it takes you. Until next time. Bye-bye.